This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Love electronic equipment. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots happening. Hit up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Discuss the writers there. Let them know how you feel about what they're writing. Comment on the posts. Give me your email address. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and, you know, sending me messages. If you send me an email to joe@therealside.com, that's joe@therealside.com. And if you're going to put capital TRS in the subject line, that way there I know you're not soliciting me. You're not looking for, I don't know, me to buy some swampland in Florida or something. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, people want me to buy stuff to endorse products that I don't even have. And some of them I don't want to have. You know what I mean? Anyway, lots happening. But today, in the first hour of the show, we're going to deal with Christian principles, if you would. Because I'm so tired of hearing and watching people write about what God thinks, what God believes, where we're at. And some of these Christian friends of mine that I see posting up, and I'm not judging. You can think I am, but, you know, you do what you got to do. You think what you got to think. This show doesn't tell you how to think. I just lay stuff in front of you. You can decide whether to believe it or not. But you come up with this stuff that just, I don't even know who I was talking to the other day that came up. Did I tell you about that when I was having that conversation with that person? And he said something to me, and I said to you, that's not even in the Bible. Do you remember what that was? Yeah, see, the two of us sitting there scratching the inside of our brains. You will, when I stop looking at you and I've moved on to another story, I'm sure. But I was talking to this man who loves God. You know, he's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to help young people get their act together. And we were talking, I know what it was. I know exactly what it was. We were talking about how you get to heaven and, the Christian, right? How you get to heaven, that kind of stuff, sin and all of that. And he said to me, we were talking about, and I said, it was great. I said, he said, when you commit suicide, you can't go to heaven. I said, really, where does it say that? He said, well, I know the Bible says it somewhere. I said, where does it say that? Right? Because it's not any, and again, don't, you scholars, don't get crazy with me. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we had just talked about how you get to heaven through Jesus Christ. You get to heaven through believing, making Christ your Savior. Now, if that's true, then how do you not get to heaven by shooting yourself? People have weak moments. Are there levels of sin? I mean, seriously, do we have first level, second level, third level sin, you know, DEFCON 5 sin? How does that work? We're going to ask Pastor David Haig when he comes on. But that's, I mean, in sitting with different people from different denominations, or even been brought up a little differently, maybe even in the same denomination, whether you grew up on the East Coast, you know, East Coast Jews are different than West Coast Jews. East Coast Catholics tend to be different than West Coast Catholics. And, you know, that's why I call it the real side. I don't mince words or play games. I'm not out and out mean or nasty, but let's just be honest about it. You know, I've had Evan say it on the phone, on the air many times with us, and like he says, you know, there's three kinds of Jews. There's cultural Jews. There's religious Jews. I mean, it just goes down the whole list. Right? So the bottom line with it is, again, you have people who have different understandings of what God's Word says, and the Bible itself says that the Bible isn't up for private interpretation. Because I can have a field day. If I want to go nuts for the first hour, here, the Old Testament says it's fine, homosexual activity, gay activity, it's fine. And I can prove it. Do you know how many times the Old Testament says that they slept together? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times men slept with each other. Sometimes many at a time. Here's the difference between today and the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, when people slept together, they slept. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm familiar with the noise. They slept. And today we've perverted that word, right? Now sleeping together means so we slept together, right? Seriously. No, actually in the Bible, when you had sex with somebody, you knew them. And there was another word he used, but I'm worried that there might be young kids that will ask too many questions. But it wasn't, you didn't have to think or guess about it. I mean, whole families slept together in Jerusalem up on the roof on the summer nights. Does that mean they were all having sex with each other? Was it a wild family orgy? No, they were truly sleeping together. Okay? I mean, it's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have no intention, by the way, for some of you, I have no intention of not hitting a nerve with some of this stuff. I know when it comes to religious beliefs, people are good, bad, or different. People are all over the place what the basic views are, what they believe to be truth or not truth. But again, you got to make the decisions. How do you make it to heaven? Is abortion legal? I mean, biblically legal. Is same-sex marriage biblically legal? Right? I mean, we can have a field day with all of these things. So again, I'm saving. You can tell I'm chewing my tongue here. I'm going to save this for the pastor. But the reason behind it is that I'm seeing all these postings by people that need to stay away from religion. They can't even figure out how to. They can't figure out how to change their underwear. They're going to tell me how to make it to heaven. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Pastor David Hague joins me right after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. That's a good thing to do, seriously. You know, and open, I am open. If you've been listening to the show for 7.5 seconds, I am open to about any questions, any topics, anything you want to talk about. But if you're going to come at these topics and issues, please, I'm not speaking to anybody in particular that's sending me messages right now, but I mean, please be informed. Don't be opinionated. Be informed. Don't spew the party line, as I say. Don't spew the pulpit line. You know, be able to explain why you believe what you believe. Don't just put it out there and go, gee, I don't know, because that's what my pastor said. Because I hear a lot of that, and it's like a red-hot rod through the side of my head. Don't do that. have information, be able to speak intelligently to people, because that's what turns people off, whether it's politics or religion, that's what turns people off to this. Anyway, always a pleasure. I don't have this guy on enough. I really don't. I always enjoy my discussions with him. Pastor David Hegg joins me on the show, and this is going to be a whole hour of, you know, have Christians really given up their beliefs? Have they given it up to political correctness? Have they given them up just to be liked? Pastor David, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe, always a pleasure.
Yeah,
enjoy it.
I do, too, because I don't want to make your head big, but you're one of the few pastors I can get on and will talk honest and open with me and can tolerate me, actually. So that helps, too.
Well, the reason I tolerate you is because I know your wife, and I figure she's wonderful. She wouldn't be with a jerk. So
See, I told you saved me. All right.
But one thing you just told the people not to say, you know, just because your pastor said, being a pastor, you know, I just want to, I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, no,
you
know
what? I agree with you. I think people should be informed. I think they should know their Bible, they should know their theology, and they should understand that we Christians, we don't serve a president first and foremost. We serve a king. And I think that's part of the big problem is that the Bible is written to those who understood what it was to have a sovereign and what it was to understand a kingly position. And so Jesus Christ comes to us as king of our lives. And that sometimes gets thrown out in our democracy. As much as I love democracy, we have people who think that the kingdom is going to come in legislatively, and sometimes that causes them to forget the gospel.
Well, you know, I talked to, I'm somewhat politically involved, and I talk to friends on a regular basis about politics and about belief systems and what have you, and they all say the same thing. You know, when I go to church, I want to hear about Christ. I don't want to hear about politics. If I want to hear about politics, I'm going to go to the CNN or Fox or one of those places, and I always look at them and go, I'm sorry, what are you, an idiot? You should be getting all your political information from the Bible, from God's Word. That should be your basis, your foundation for pretty much everything you step out on. Am I oversimplifying?
Maybe. I don't think that I think the principles in the Bible are what we should base everything in our lives on. I think it depends on what you consider politics. You know, politics is really the exchanging of favors. But I think what we've got now is that politics, as far as I'm concerned, politics does a pretty good job holding back evil, but it doesn't do a real good job of creating good. I think that's what the gospel does. I love politics. I've been in it, you know, as a fan and as an observer for a long time. You may not know this, Joe, but I was all set to go to law school. And I wanted to go into politics. I wanted to not necessarily be elected, but be working, you know, for a president or a senator or something like that in the political realm as an attorney. But that all fell apart when the school I was going to go to lost their accreditation. So I ended up going to college and then to seminary. And in some ways, I feel like I'm using the same set of skills that a politician would use or an attorney would use, where you look at a problem. And then you go to some authoritative standard for the lawyer. It's the law. You know, for me, it's God's law. It's God's word. And you go to that and you say, okay, how do we fix this problem? And when we go to God's word, we realize that fixing the problem of people begins with fixing their hearts, mm-hmm. their worldview, their understanding of who they are with regard to the Almighty One. And what's happening in our day to day, largely, our society has gone away from the idea that there is a God to whom we're all accountable. And so what's really happening in the church, we're trying to call people back to God, while in many ways politicians, especially the liberal ones, are telling us there is no God, that we are the standard. And we're getting to the place now where that is such a huge divide that it's very, very hard for someone who's following Christ to put a whole lot of faith in some of the political machines that are available to us.
Well, I think part of what I'm trying to say here is, and I tell people on a regular basis, you know, they think that God wants nothing to do with government. He wants nothing to do with politics. Politics has become skewed. It's become a dirty word. I mean, I believe, I'm not going to go sparring with the pastor, if you would, but I believe that God gave us government. I believe that God wants us to take care of things that he gave us. And, you know, there are several scriptures where God actually says, go out and find godly men to rule over you. Go out and find men that fear God, that, you know, that love God and will rule so the people are at peace. Heathens are not going to pick godly men. How do we skirt that issue? How do we shrug our responsibility?
Yeah. Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Romans 13 is very clear that it says God is the one who set up governments. And as long as they recognize that their authority comes from him, is that he's the one who gave government. He is the one who created law. I mean, the first law was given in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 2 when he said to Adam and Eve, look, there's no other law except this. Don't eat of that tree. Okay. So as soon as he made a commandment, he set up law as actually a gift to Adam and Eve to keep them from doing the one bad thing that was possible to be doing at that point. And so, yes, God has created law. And in Romans 13, it says that he is the one who empowers governments to have the power of the sword. That is, the ability to, you know, capital punishment, the ability to defend themselves from evil invaders, even to the taking of a life. And so it's not murder if you're defending yourself. It's actually something that God legitimizes. So no question that politics can be a tool for good. But if we've been awake through history, we also understand that in some ways, if you have good men, the system works. If you don't have good men and women, I should say as well, no system works. And so what we're doing, what we're watching in America right now, is not just the downfall of politics. No. Politics is failing us, I think, because our society has moved so far away from the idea of character mattering, integrity, and all those things.
We got to go for a quick break. I know you can't hear the music, but I want to come to that point because I think you're right on with that. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me a question through email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. And I really appreciate you asking me honest questions. You know, we talk about this on a regular basis. That's why I call it The Real Side. I don't want you afraid to ask any question. I think that's what happened. We've gotten to the point now we're afraid to ask anybody anything because we might insult them. But I tell you what, if you're asking in honesty, out of true ignorance, and you're asking from the heart, I don't see how anybody can get mad at you. I don't see how anybody can get upset with you about asking questions, and questions you might think aren't politically correct. Anyway, always a pleasure to have my next guest. Well, not my next guest. He's coming back from the last segment. David Haig is still with me, Pastor David Haig, and always appreciate the time that he spends with me because, again, he is one of those guys, doesn't mince words, and not afraid to talk about just about anything, are you?
No, I'm here for you and your listeners. Let's have at it.
Well, all right, so before we went to break, we were talking about politics and how politics is failing us, but you know the position I'm in on a school board. I have to deal with other politicians, and I'm sorry, I think that when people get elected, especially when Christians get elected, all of a sudden their Christianity takes second and third burner. And I don't think that's how it should be. Not that we're screaming from the dais that Jesus is Lord, but we have principles we should never give up, correct?
Absolutely. And I think most of us, when we think of politics, we're still thinking of Washington, D.C., the president, his cabinet, you know, the legislature. But you're right. You know, someone said all politics is local. I think all politics should be local.
Mm-hmm.
And I think local is where integrity matters the most. I think your position on the school board makes decisions that are affecting the education of our children. And those are the kinds of places we need people of character. We need people that are educated, that know the issues, understand the risks, recognize that not, you know, it always gets me when I'm listening to the campaign speeches. They make all the problems out to be so simple. And I almost don't want to vote for anybody who thinks he can fix, you know, something so simply. I want to vote for the person that is saying, look, I understand the intricacies here, and we have to build some consensus. We have to come to some mutually agreed upon solutions. might be slow, but we need to go forward.
Yeah, slow. When it comes to government, slow is an understatement. I liken it to running through molasses in the wintertime. It's so slow. It just makes me crazy. But I understand it. I understand the checks and balances. I understand all of that, and I get it. But you're right. We have to apply those things that we believe to be truth and honest and good, or else we're no better than anybody else. I mean, seriously, it's like a big pot of nothing. Whatever I feel, whatever thought came between my ears seems to be the right thing to say and do, and that's not the way to do it.
Well, the problem is that the right thing is not always the easy thing,
that's true.
Number one, and it's not always the popular thing.
Yeah.
And so those who have positions, because a majority of people have voted for them, they really have two audiences, right?
Right.
They have their own integrity, and then they have the voting public. And so they may come into a situation, you know this, Joe, but I don't think that your listeners probably think about it enough, that someone who comes into an elected position, they're already thinking, okay, if I do this, which I think is right, and uphold my principles, it may not be what most people like, even though it's the right thing. That means that next time the election rolls around, I'm going to lose my job. And that's where integrity comes in. You know, that's why we need to elect people who are going to say, look, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in and I'm going to do it. And if you guys don't like it, then you can vote me out. But if you vote for me, I'm at least going to be a man or a woman of integrity. I'm going to keep my principles, and I'm not going to do anything that I know is wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think we get in there, and again, I'm not full of myself, but I didn't get elected to start to get elected again. That wasn't my thought process when I went in there.
Right.
There were things that I wanted to do. I learned a lot. You know, for those of you thinking about running for office, I learned a lot in my first 2 years of office as to what I couldn't do, that I was one of five. And you learn how to work with other people and get things done. But you never give up on what you want. You can't. You never give up on what you went in there for, and you never give up on your core beliefs. You don't have to. I know a lot of people think they do, but they don't have to. And
Well, do you think that people go into politics with core beliefs, or are they going in for notoriety, positions of power, stepping stone to something else? One of the things that seems to bother me a lot is that a lot of politicians seem very malleable. They're, you know, the finger in the wind type thing.
Hmm.
I think they need to have integrity before they go.
I've met them all. I've met the ones that I got news for you. I met the ones that I believed to have integrity and watched them get whittled away at over a few years, and then I don't even know this person anymore. I know people who went in to deal with one or two or three issues and then truly got out. Then those that get in, they're going to take on the world, and then once they get in, they get sucked in by the world. Was it something I said?
I don't know what happened, man. Just all of a sudden you were gone.
Well, that's the NSA. They don't want to hear what I have to say. But anyway, I was starting to say, I don't know where you dropped off, but what I was saying was, I do know people that got in to politics, people of integrity, and somehow over a period of time, you watch that drip away or fade away, and all of a sudden they got sucked into everything. And you're right, people went in to move on. People like myself, you know my heart's with career tech education. I'm out when that's done. I don't want to move in. I don't want to be governor. And there's a few of us in there like that. We went in for one particular thing, and then we'll get out.
You know, it's just like that in terms of pastoral positions, too. I mean, most pastors that I know that are good men, they went into it to teach God's word, to help people learn to live their lives better and for the face of God. But there is something about getting into a position and everybody comes and talks to you about their problems. They think you have all the answers and your church grows and pretty soon you've got opportunities to do all kinds of things. And you start looking at yourself and say, wow, I'm something, and I've got a position, and people are listening to me, and you know what? I don't want to lose this. So when an issue like homosexuality comes up, or gender fluidity, or abortion, and you realize that, wow, I've grown this church on the backs of people who maybe really don't understand everything, but they come because we have great music, and because we help you solve your problems with relationships, with kids, and finances, and I've got all, you know, I've got thousands of people who are looking to me, and I know that if I come out and say, you know what, homosexuality is not only wrong, it's dangerous for our society. If I come out and say gender is not fluid, It's binary. It's what your DNA says you are. If I come out and say, you know what, marriage is to be one woman, one man, one lifetime. If I come out and say those things, there's a good chance, a lot of guys think, that I'm going to lose my position. Same thing happens in politics. Same thing happens in ministry. And the great problem we have, Joe, is that sometimes we have good men who forget who they are,
yep.
Good women who forget who they are, and forget who God is.
Yep. I can't even argue that point because you're right. And it's tough. It's brought in front of me. I'll tell you where I am the most disappointed. And I know I fall short, too. I know I blow it, too. But when I have a group of Christian parents will come to me and they'll say, these are the problems we're seeing. And I say, I need you to come up next to me and fight with me. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. I mean to fight in a legal and good way. They don't want to be seen as haters. They don't want their kids singled out. They don't
right.
want. And I'm going, wait a minute,
right.
really? So you want me to do this without you having any pain, but you're fine with me taking on all the pain. And it doesn't work that way. You have to fight for what you love and for what you believe in. Correct?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, here in the United States, we've had it so good for so long, we think we're entitled to always be comfortable. I mean, it's that way in the church. You know, this whole idea of sacrifice, this whole idea of the week that that Sutherland Springs Church got shot up, that was the day of prayer for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. You know, around the world, the persecuted church looks at us. I've been with them. I wrote a book on the persecuted church, and they've told me many times, we pray for you guys in the West, because if persecution ever really did hit you, we think you're so soft, you won't stand up to it.
They're right.
You won't be able to make it through. And they're absolutely right. You know, we get upset if they're going to take our tax exemption away. Are you kidding me? You got people around the world, their lives are being taken away because they profess Christ. It's illegal to have a Bible. It's illegal to assemble.
They're found with a piece of a page of a Bible, and they're given life imprisonment. And we groan and moan because we can't read our Bible for 10 minutes in school. Well, listen, you gave that you gave that up because you won't fight for it, but how about you read it before school and maybe after school and maybe after dinner? I mean, you won't get arrested for doing that. You're going to get me to get mad on my own show, you know?
Well, we basically have turned Jesus into a life coach. This is one of my pet peeves. Really.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know, he comes in.
You got to wait for after the break, but that's good. I'm not going to let you give that one up. Jesus, our life coach. Okay. We'll be back right after the break with Pastor David Haig. Take your notebook out. You'll need it. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. And I was born to wave the flag. I have no problem waving the flag. I have no problem with flag wavers. I have no problem with people out that are feel blessed and happy to be born in this country, to partake of the freedoms in this country. I think it's wonderful. I think it's okay to be proud to be an American. I don't see any problem with it. You know, we've just gotten in this thing where it's such a pile of negative garbage on people to even say the word American. And someday I wish some of you, and I know a lot that listen to the show don't really need to do this, but some of you, just go out and look at the real history of this country. Do we have some negative things in our past? Of course we do. I don't know of anybody who doesn't. But I believe that we strive to make them better. There's a lot of people that work to make this country better, to make our relationships better. It's not all negative. It's not all bad. Seriously. So anyway, I could go through a whole bunch of other stuff, but I don't want to waste Pastor David Hague's time. I love when he's on with me, and I love the fact that we can just hit this stuff real and raw, as I used to say. Pastor Hague, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this new program, Jesus as a Life Coach?
No. I don't think it's true. I just use that as a way to explain that what has happened to Christianity, and in some cases in our society, is that, it goes like this. A man comes and he says, my life left me, and I don't get to see my kids anymore, and it's hurt my job. I'm feeling down. But I met these other guys, and they invited me to, a thing called Bibles and Beer. And we, on Friday nights, we'd read the Bible and drink beer together. And they started talking to me about Jesus. And they said, if you just follow him, he'll help you make better decisions. He'll help your relationships get better. You'll be a better person if you follow the laws and the rules that he asks about. And then you just follow him and life's better. And that happens all the time. And the problem with that is that it leaves out the reason Jesus had to die on the cross. See, if all Jesus is just a consultant, if all we do is read the Bible and do what he says and it makes our lives better, then he didn't really need to come and wrap himself in flesh and be crucified, because the cross reminds us that the reason we're far from God isn't because we don't know enough to do things right. The reason we're alienated from God is because we're sinners, because we have broken his law by things we did that we shouldn't do, and we haven't done the things we should do. And each one of those sins, each one of those transgressions, has created a debt against the court of heaven that we can neither pay nor escape. We're in a bad way, and we need more than, we don't just need a little tweaking. We don't just need even just a little conversion, like you take a van and convert it into a camper. What we need is to be born, reborn. We're spiritually dead, and what we needed is someone that would pay our debt, which Jesus Christ came and did. That's why he's a Savior as well as our Master. He's not just our Master, he's our Savior. And so I think what's missing in so many churches, and I hope it's not missing in ours because we're really trying to be real about it, is this thing called the gospel. That Jesus didn't just come to love us into heaven. He came to take care of our sin, to transform us, to put a new spirit within us, to give us a new mind and a new heart, and to transform us into people who are going to be more and more like him as a result of his death and his resurrection. So he's not just a life coach.
Now,
he's a Savior.
I want you to put a pause in that because, think about all the words you just used and think about today's politically correct environment. He's our Master. Okay, we have a bunch of rules.
Absolutely.
And we have a bunch of rules and laws to live by. We have to do what he says to do. My God, it sounds like oppression to me, Pastor. Haig.
Yeah, there's a guy named Alexander White, White. He's an old, centuries ago commentator, and he used to say, if you take up the cross and follow Jesus, you will find the cross just so much a burden as wings are to a bird.
I like that.
You talk to anybody who's truly come to the end of their rope, and at the end of the rope they find Jesus Christ. And they find somebody who says, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to save your soul. I'm going to forgive your sins. I'm going to make you into a new person. It doesn't mean you're not going to have trials, confusion, doubts, tragedy even. David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear evil. Why? Not because evil isn't present, because it is, but because the Savior's with us. And so the whole idea of owning Jesus Christ is only possible when you come to realize just how horrible your own heart is. And everybody knows that. All these people who are out there making a lot of money and doing everything that money can buy, at the end they always say, I'm just not satisfied. That's why you have all these people in Hollywood that they're taking drugs and they're killing themselves and they're having sexual harassment. You look around. Are they better? No, they're not better. They've got everything supposedly this world offers. But what they don't have is a cure for their sin-sick heart. And until people come to understand the bad news, that who I am is broken and that there's no way I can fix myself, then when they understand that, the good news becomes really good, and it's this. You don't have to fix yourself.
Okay, let me
trust your life to Jesus.
Let me play your thorn in the flesh for a second here, as I love to do, as you know.
Go ahead.
Then you've got these pastors coming out. There was two reasons I originally, reached out to you, which is that one article that you put out there, Why Are So Many Evangelicals Condoning Sexual Assault? They're staying away from it. They don't want to be involved in it. And then there was that one pastor, I already closed the page by accident, but there was that one pastor like many, he was on The View, and he was talking. He wouldn't deal with the issue of abortion. As a matter of fact, when they made it sound like he was condoning abortion, that he was okay with it, it was a decision between you and your creator, the place applauded, and he smiled. And I'm going, my God, even within our own tribe, we have mixed messages. How do we find the truth with all of this?
Well, that was Carl Lentz from Hillsong, and, I would tell you that the same thing happens in churches as happens in politics, that someone gets successful, and suddenly they try to continue their run. They don't want to say anything that's going to, cause people to quit coming. They don't want to say anything that would cause people no longer to come to their church and be involved. So you find guys that are slashing the edges off of the gospel. Now, I'm not trying to be harsh when I say that people's hearts are filled with sin. That's just what the Bible says, that we've all sinned. I've sinned. You've sinned. We do it daily, and we fall short of God's standard. And there's, someone has rightly said, there's hell to pay unless we take God's free offer of salvation, of forgiveness, which is given to us in the package, faith in Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't play well all over. So if you want to have a great big church and have celebrities, when you're on The View, like Carl Lentz was, you basically say, well, I don't want to come right out and turn anybody off who might someday come to our church and be part of who we are. So later, like 2 days later, he issued a statement saying he thought abortion was, was sinful. But nobody saw that. So in other words, he got what he wanted. He got notoriety. He got applause from those people who think that, that God is passé and is for our ancient forefathers, but not for us. And they all said, wow, here's a guy who's willing to admit that culture has changed and he can still be a pastor. So he got his notoriety. But what he did was he gave up his integrity.
Wow. Yeah, I can't. You know what? I'm no better than the rest of you. You know me personally. I've had my moments of good and bad, and for some odd reason, I always seem to have to do it out in public. But but the reality is, you look at this stuff and you say, I don't want to be that guy. Look, I don't want to be the guy standing in front of God at the end and just shaking his head back and forth, going, Joe, really? I gave you all this stuff to work with, and that was the best you could do with it. I don't want to be there. I want to really make sure I don't lose that integrity. I want guys like you and others keeping me on my toes to make sure I never give up, my boundaries, my foundations.
I deal with a lot of young pastors on our staff, trying to pour my life into them to get them to be leaders and the right kind of men. And one of the first things I always tell them is, you got to find your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And what your voice is what do I truly believe? And what is my identity? And once you find what you truly believe, and for me, it's that I believe the Bible, all 66 books, are God's inerrant, infallible, inspired word, and that it is eternally his word, and therefore it's eternally relevant. And so, my voice is then to say, I'm going to do everything I can to magnify God's greatness by teaching and preaching God's word. And that doesn't matter if I'm in Haiti or if I'm in Ethiopia, or wherever I've been, or Santa Clarita, California, at Grace Baptist Church. What I find, though, is that unless you put a stake in the ground and say, here I stand, here I am, this is who I am, my identity is formed by God himself through his word, you become malleable. You become subject to the winds, every wind of doctrine, every fad, every new thing. And you're chasing after these winds in order to stay popular. But I tell you what, the only one I'm really excited about being popular with is my Savior. If he smiles at me and my wife says it's okay, then I'm fine.
Well, I agree with you. You got about 10 seconds. If you people are ever in northern Los Angeles County, you got to go take a trip up to the church. You got to see Pastor Hagin. Tell them where they can find you quickly.
We're at Grace Baptist Church in Santa Clarita, California, on Copper Hill Drive.
Yeah,
and we have services on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. Good. Listen, if you want more truth, you come back here, because in the second hour, we're going to tell you about finances. I got a man of God. This is God Night. I got a man of God that's going to tell you how to take care of your children and your grandchildren and to make life a little easier for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Thank you so much.